Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Hey, and welcome to North Florida neighborhood. I'm Colby. And North Florida neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors in our community and really learning what they're doing with us and for us. And then, you know, sometimes learning what we can do for them, because after all, a neighborhood works both ways. And today the neighbor we have is Joe Jones. He's the lead instructor at Home Builders Institute. Joe, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Miss Colby. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, of course. And Joe, I only recently learned what Home Builders Institute was. So can you kind of give us a rundown on who y'all are?
Yes. Home Builders Institute, also known as HBI, is a nonprofit organization that trains military veterans that are transitioning with less than 180 days left of their enlistment and their spouses and dependents for free in the construction industry. We also train the underserved in other areas of the nation, and we have affiliates and schools that are located throughout the United States.
Well, because my impression was that HBI was just local, but no, y'all are nationwide.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
This is a huge organization that is doing a huge work, not just in our community, but all over. So how would someone get in contact with you guys?
Okay. First, you can get in touch with us through our website, which is hbi.org, or you can contact me personally at area code 407-717-7609, and you can contact our recruiter, Mr. Randall Brown, and he's also here at the HBI site, and we are located at 2708 West Beaver Street in Jacksonville, Florida.
Really that easy. And Joe, I kind of want to backtrack. One thing you said is that y'all help veterans or soon to be veterans that are 180 days left of enlistment. Now, this is someone who has no clue about the military realm or any of that. So what exactly does that mean for these people?
What they go through in the military is they have what's called fleet and family services that help them secure careers outside of the military once their enlistment is done. And they go through that through a TAPS program through fleet and family services. And then also the veterans that have already served their enlistment are also eligible, as well as their spouses and their dependents that are over 18 years of age. All that is required for them to have to be eligible for the program is they have to have their DD-214 from their enlistment. The spouse needs to have a marriage license, and the dependent needs to have a birth certificate. And, of course, their driver's license and Social Security card, and that's it.
All right, so, Joe, just to kind of run it through, say I'm exiting out of the military. I'm done with my season there, and I'm not really sure what I want to do, but I know I want to do something kind of hands-on, whether construction or welding. What's that process look like to get enrolled in y'all's classes?
The process is to just make contact with us and have those required documents, the DD-214, driver's license, and Social Security card, and be able to attend our class. When you come here, we provide uniforms. We provide work boots for you if you don't have any, and we provide the training for you to get started.
And this is totally for free?
Yes, ma'am. It is for free.
Well, what kind of classes do y'all offer? Because under that construction realm, there's so many different things. So what could I take?
Yes, ma'am. Here at our facility in Orlando, we offer two courses. We offer carpentry and air conditioning, both. The carpentry program, you will obtain 2 to 3 certifications. You'll get a PAC core certification. and you'll also get a carpentry certification, and you can also get your OSHA 10 and 30 cards, as well as adult first aid and CPR.
Man, so maybe we don't even want to totally go into carpentry or AC. Even just having those first aid certification cards, that's super helpful.
Oh, yes, ma'am, especially if you're working in the commercial industry, commercial construction industry. They love for their employees to be safety-minded first, and for you to have your OSHA 10 and OSHA 30 cards is a big plus for them.
And I come from a deep blue-collar family. Like, I have three brothers, and all three of them work for my dad's company. He owns an AC company, and these guys, they work their butts off, and they know so much. Like, any one of my brothers and my dad, they can go in your house, tell you what's wrong with your AC, and then fix it. So how long does a class like these take? Because there's so much information that they need to learn.
Yes, ma'am. The classes range from, like, my particular class is 4 weeks. And in the 4 weeks, I teach you first about safety, first and foremost about safety. And then also we go into tool recognition, blueprint reading, and construction math. And then we go into hands-on. We start by learning how to frame walls, different ways, such as 16 inches on center or 24 inches on center. And then we start learning how to do layout of those walls. Then we start learning how to build roofs, hand-frame roofs here as well. We do gables and hip roof. And then we also end up framing a set of stairs. So they learn quite a bit through the carpentry program. And then in the air conditioning program, they end up getting their EPA certification and learning how to troubleshoot air conditionings for maintenance and other areas.
So a lot of opportunities just to learn and grow. And then, like you mentioned before, Joe, get all these certifications. And while all of this is great, like you mentioned, these veterans are kind of transitioning out of the job they had, trying to find a new one. So, yeah, now you're carpentry certified, or you have your first aid certification. So what's the likelihood of these men and women getting a job after going to HBI?
Oh, the limit, it's limitless. The construction industry is one of the few industries during the pandemic that is still thriving. Mm. And we have a shortage of tradespeople as it is already before the pandemic even came to us. So we are producing people, not enough people to fill these positions. So the more we can, get enrolled, the better chance we have of filling these positions. And we also offer our employability workshops. We also we have job boards posted, so we can get jobs for the students that are graduating. I had an apprentice who just finished last month. Within 2 days, he was hired and starting at 16-something an hour for his first job as an apprentice carpenter. So he did a great job. Yep, did a great job just starting out. And so we look forward to helping them get employment. When they go through this program, of course, like you said, it was hard. It is hard work, and we look forward to explaining that to them. But we have the ability to hand them the keys to a successful career that they can provide, great income for themselves and their family.
And it's so cool. Basically, what you said are there's jobs waiting for these people as soon as they graduate.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. We have numerous job postings in our building, and we have a job board that's posted up there. We also have digital job boards that are placed in our facility here that are all over the country, because we do realize that some of the veterans, even though they're stationed here in Jacksonville, they're not always going to stay in Jacksonville, mm-hmm. that they're going to move or go back to their hometowns.
One thing I was kind of wondering, like I mentioned about my family, so my brother, he got his HVAC certification while he was still in high school because he knew that's the route he wanted to take, and he was actually the youngest one in his class to graduate. Which can definitely kind of be intimidating, but what's the average age have you seen of these veterans that are coming to y'all's class?
The average age that I have seen is in the probably 25 to 40, 45 age range, somewhere in that neighborhood.
So really, it's wide open.
Yes, ma'am, it is. Yeah, I have some military veterans that have just served their initial enlistment, and then I have some that have retired from the military and are looking to change careers.
Kind of want something new, like you said. And is it flexible with their schedule? Like, could they choose night classes if they're working during the day doing something else?
There are no night classes. We're all okay. Here, yeah, just during the daytime. Yes, ma'am.
Well, but that still works out because maybe you can't do it one month. You can hop on board the other month.
Yes, ma'am, that is. It's continuously rolling throughout the year, all throughout the year. Every month it rolls over, a new class will start. So, and even if they didn't want to take the, the carpentry or the AC program, then they just wanted to do the OSHA, get the OSHA card, they can do that as well.
Well, Joe, tell us again how we can get in contact with you along with Home Builders Institute and how our veterans can help serve even more than they already have, but just in a different realm.
Yes, ma'am. You can get in contact with me again at area code 407-717-7609, or you can get come by the facility here and ask for me or the recruiter, Mr. Randall Brown. And we are located at 2708 West Beaver Street, Jacksonville, Florida. Or you can contact our website at hbi.org. And also, concerning the other skills, we also work volunteer in the community. So we train the veterans, and then after they've been trained, we take them out into the community and let them do work for other nonprofit organizations to showcase their skills.
And not just showcase, but really feed back into the community that's also serving them at this point.
Exactly.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for being such a great neighbor and for stewarding our veterans so well, because they have done so much for us.
Thank you, Ms. Colby, for having me.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at Jacksonville.radio. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Hey, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby. And North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know your neighbors and hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in this really cool community we get to call our neighborhood. And today we get to chat with Karen. She's basically the head of Life South Community Blood Drive. Karen, we've gotten to speak really throughout this whole pandemic, and you're just constantly reminding us that Life South is in need of blood.
Absolutely, especially right now, this time of year, with the COVID numbers going up a little bit, and our major accounts we have, like colleges and universities, with students working remotely. It's been a little bit of a struggle, but we're lucky that the community is coming out, and we hope to see even more of them for this upcoming Thanksgiving.
Right, and Karen, to kind of backtrack, there's so many different organizations that collect blood and help deliver blood throughout. So can you kind of tell us what exactly Life South does with the blood donations?
Absolutely. So Life South, we started actually in 1974. Our headquarters is in Gainesville, Florida, and we expanded to the Jacksonville area back in 2017. We are now providing all the blood needed for patients at Wolfson's Children's Hospital, Memorial Hospital, Orange Park Medical Center, and all Baptist Health locations. So the need for blood is pretty high. We're in a large city, and unfortunately, accidents happen all the time. And the blood is needed before something happens. So a lot of times people don't really realize how important it is until it affects somebody personally.
And it sounds like you guys give a lot, which means y'all need a lot.
Absolutely. The city of Jacksonville and just the hospitals that we partner with need over 300,000 blood donations a year. And that's just based on last numbers, not considering what's going on right now with the pandemic and the need for convalescent plasma.
Okay, so where do we come in for this? Because like you mentioned before, oftentimes we'll see the van or the bus outside of college campuses or churches or restaurants, but a lot of these things aren't even open. So what can we do to make this conscious effort for y'all?
Sure. You can just visit lifesouth.org. All of our blood mobiles and our blood drives can be found there, so people can easily put their zip code in and find a location that's convenient for them. And if somebody is interested in donating convalescent plasma to help patients recover from the disease, they can visit our Bay Meadows Center. That's over on 7840 Bay Meadows Way. And you can easily go to our website and make an appointment. We really would love to see some donors come in and see us.
Karen, can you kind of unravel the difference between donating blood and then donating plasma? And if you wanted to and feeling super ambitious, can you do both of those at the same time? Is that okay for your body?
Well, actually, if you know your status and you've actually received a test result that said you had COVID-19 and you've recovered, donating convalescent plasma is a little bit different. To donate plasma, you come into our center, you sit in a big comfy chair, and you're hooked up to a machine, and it's a process called apheresis. It's actually where a machine takes your blood, it takes your plasma out, and then gives you your red blood cells and your platelets back. So it's a little bit of a different process. When you donate whole blood, like on our blood mobiles, you actually come in and you just donate a pint of blood. That blood will be tested for the COVID-19 antibodies. And whenever you donate blood, you actually do have a bit of plasma that does go to help a patient. But if you donate a whole unit of plasma, you can actually help 5 people that are having a hard time battling the COVID-19 disease.
So many different options and opportunities just for us to come and serve. And LifeSouth always makes it fun. Like, it's not dreary to go donate blood, but y'all kind of always put a little good twist on it. And recently was the Florida Georgia game, and y'all twisted it with bleed for your team. Was that a good turnout?
Absolutely. We had a wonderful turnout for Bleed for Your Team. This was our 3rd year having the blood drive. Last year, the blood drive donors, we had some people when they came in, they could pick a team that they're rooting for. So last year, the donors picked Georgia as being the winning team, which they were last year. But this year, we had an overwhelming response from the Florida fans. And like last year, the donors decided the game this year with Florida coming out on top.
Oh, okay, sweet. So can I ask how many donations y'all were able to get from that event?
I don't have the actual numbers, but I believe our impact was over 400 units that we could send out to our local hospital. So great response. We really love the fans for showing up and having some team spirit to go through the weekend. And we're just so thankful that they all came out and participated with us.
And they also got a t-shirt, right?
Oh, absolutely. We had some custom t-shirts, whether you're a Florida fan, a Georgia fan, an FSU fan, an Alabama fan, depending on where you were at. Obviously, here in Florida, we didn't really get any Alabama shirts since our main rivalry was Florida-Georgia. But across our footprint, we just had a wonderful response.
Usually when football season kind of rolls around, we know that we're at the tail end of hurricane season. So does that mean you guys are in a position to kind of let up on needing blood? Because so often Florida gets hit super hard by these hurricanes and LifeSouth comes in with a relief team. Is that still
Absolutely.
Needed?
Absolutely. Well, we were able to handle the small storms that came our way, so the storms luckily did not cause much of a disruption in our process, but with the holidays, our blood needs typically go into critical need just because everyone's so busy, and this is, of course, on top of the COVID-19 crisis we have right now. So the need for blood around the holidays is always in critical need. LifeSouth works every day but Thanksgiving and Christmas Day because the need never stops. So, of course, we don't stop either.
So why is there such a need? Like, yeah, you said people are really busy, but why is blood needed during the holiday season as opposed to during the summertime?
Well, sure. Well, the holidays don't take a break from car accidents. People that are receiving treatment for certain conditions like cancer, they still need those life-changing medications to save their lives. So while people sometimes can take a break for holidays, the car accidents, people needing care, that never stops.
Yeah, and that makes sense because I mean, I know personally when it comes to Thanksgiving and Christmas time, I'm totally thrown off of my routine. So maybe when I'm driving home and I see Life South bus, I'd typically stop by and donate. But now I might not be driving that way anymore, or I might even be out of town.
Right. We are really lucky this year. We are going to put a fun spin on Thanksgiving this year. Around Thanksgiving time, when this COVID crisis isn't taking place, people normally would go to the movies because everybody has the day after Thanksgiving off. But that was always something I know when I was growing up. We went to the movies after Thanksgiving. But now, since the movie theaters are kind of closing and they're only offering private screenings, we're putting a fun twist on it this year by having a Fandango Now voucher. So whenever people come and donate, they'll get a voucher to screen whatever movie they would like, whatever series. So yeah, we're just giving them an option of being home and being safe, but it's a great opportunity if there's been a movie coming out you've been wanting to see and just don't feel comfortable going to the movie theater. You should definitely come see us and we'll hook you up.
Oh my gosh, what a cool incentive.
Yeah, absolutely. This is also in addition to the free health screening and the COVID-19 antibody test that you'll get when you donate as well.
And all we have to do is come out and donate. And Karen, again, remind me where we can find where the buses are, or if there's a location we can just stop by and donate there.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can go to lifesouth.org. We have a center that's now reopened at Baptist Medical Center. So if you're downtown and a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday would work for you, we'd love to see you at our Baptist Center. And then, of course, we have our donation center where you can donate convalescent plasma here on Bay Meadows Way.
So again, I love how Life South always provides all these different opportunities and locations. It's You guys never make it an inconvenience, but if anything, something easier than it should be.
Absolutely. I mean, we love to see donors. If there's a community out there or a local church or business that would like to have a blood drive with us this holiday season, we would love to work with them. It's totally free to have a blood drive. We provide all the promotional materials, snacks, donor gifts, and all of our staff will be there with smiling faces waiting to see people get on our bloodmobile.
I love the emphasis on the smiling faces. And Karen, one thing, I learned this probably several months ago, but it's something that I don't think is shared enough. Can you kind of tell me the impact of what happens when one person donates blood?
Absolutely. When one person donates blood, they actually are going to be saving three people's lives. So that's three people that might not get to see another Thanksgiving, another birthday, or another Christmas. So it's an incredible gift. You can almost be a secret Santa is a good way to look at it for a patient in need right here in our community.
And I feel like during a time of thankfulness and I mean, truly Thanksgiving, why not be generous in donating something we have plenty of and something that some people don't have enough of?
Right. And if you're currently concerned about the current situation with COVID-19, we want everybody to know that we're disinfecting everything. We check temperatures before somebody gets on the bloodmobile. We are wearing masks and following all CDC guidelines. So donating blood is 100% safe, and we would really love to see some donors come out.
I know that information is super comforting for a lot of people, you know, just given the state of the pandemic. Well, Karen, one more time, tell me how we can reach you or how we can reach a Life South donation bus or even y'all's building.
Okay, yes, just visit our website. It's lifesouth.org. You can find all the information there. And if there's any questions or anything like that, don't hesitate to give us a call. We're more than welcome to walk you through the process. And it's just a little pinch, and you can do so much.
Karen, thank you for doing so much constantly and for just being the forefront of this need and for being such a sweet neighbor.
Thank you, Colby. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your help and your partnership in spreading the word about the importance of blood donation during this holiday season.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week, and if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio. can't seem to get away from the bad news. So, here's some good news for a change.
It's hard not being able to see your loved ones during this whole pandemic, and you really can't help but worry whether or not they're being taken care of. But these staff members at a retirement community are making sure their residents are living their best life. One resident just casually mentioned he missed hunting, so the staff members put all these Christmas trees up to make a forest, dressed up like little reindeer, gave the residents Nerf guns, and said, "Hunt away." Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers, like the Google Nest Video Doorbell, the Google Nest Hub, or Google Nest Mini in both charcoal and chalk. Plus, right now, get free shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
You hear that? That's my kids destroying my house. Normally, that would stress me out. But I'm taking a Vicks Vapo bath. So now, I'm floating. Plus, the husband's watching them. Vicks Vapo bath crystals are for any time you need to de-stress. Let the soothing scent of Vicks Vapors create a little escape whenever you need it. Which, in this household, is a lot. So transform your bath time with new Vicks Vapo bath crystals. Find them in a store near you.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Hi, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors, hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in our community. And today we get the privilege of chatting with John Green. He's the vice president of Operation Barnabas. John, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So, John, just when I hear the name Operation Barnabas, that's a firm name. Can you go in depth of what's behind that name?
Absolutely. So our founder, Trey Fagan, was a 17-year career recon Marine sniper. And when he returned, was suffering from TBI and severe PTSD, and really his life just spiraled out of control. And through an incredible story, incredible testimony, four Marine buddies showed up to basically rescue him. He had gone AWOL. He didn't show up for work, and these four Marine buddies showed up. And I always joke when I tell the story, you know, I kind of grin and I say, "Trey, why'd they send four?" And he kind of grins because he says they didn't know if he was going to come willingly or not, and they figured it might take four of them to whip him if they had to. But that's how much they loved him, was that, you know, if they had to, they were going to take him and get him the help that he needed. So they got him into some programs through the military, which led him to AA, which finally led him to First Baptist Church Orange Park here in Clay County, where he surrendered his life to Christ. And that's where I met him. He was getting baptized in a horse trough in the gymnasium.
Way.
And yeah, it was pretty cool. He had his service dog there, and the dog was barking. I think the dog was excited. I think he was excited as the people were. And his wife got saved. She surrendered her life, and she was baptized that day. And his teen daughter. And so my family, we made a commitment that the next family, we had been praying for years, and just said, hey, you know, the next family that really kind of matches, you know, our demographic, you know, our age bracket and kids and all that, we're going to go all in. We're going to mentor them. We're going to love them. We're going to do life with them. And right after we made that prayer, you know, there was Trey and Lauren. And so from that, it led him to a project sanctuary out in Colorado, which is a retreat for veterans with PTSD. And he went to that retreat and came back, and he was just, I mean, he doesn't talk a lot, but he wouldn't stop talking. I mean, on the way back from the airport, he's just going on. And he said, we can do this right here in Northeast Florida. We can do this in Northeast Florida. We can do the same thing. We don't have to send people out to Colorado. We need to be helping veterans right here and first responders. And he's just going on and on. And so from that, we launched a program, you know, kind of a ministry to start helping. And it was just like one veteran. We just kind of reached out to help, but it just grew from there. And so when we were thinking of a name, I watched Trey and how he interacted with veterans and first responders and his family's community. And I mean, he is just an encourager. I mean, that's what he does. He encourages people. And so Barnabas means son of encouragement. And so it was just a natural fit with the operation part, matching the military, and then the Barnabas part matching Trey's story and really who he is and what he's doing for our community.
It's so funny how you kind of started describing Trey as this, I picture a tatted, huge, buff guy that can shoot someone from football fields and football fields away, and then how you kind of evolve his character, and he's so sweet and he's talkative and he's encouraging. Not at all what I pictured, because when you think of organizations like this, you think it's rough and tough and not full of grace and not gentle at all, but it sounds like the exact opposite.
Yeah, it is. He, like I said, he is tatted up. He is pretty big dude, and but he, like I said, I've known him now for since 2015, and he just, I mean, like I said, he encourages me. I mean, I started out as his mentor, and he introduces me like that all the time, but I tell people he's done just as much for me as I've done for him, and what he's doing for the community is just incredible, because he truly, you know, when he walks in a room, when he goes around, when we help, when we do what we do, helping these veterans and first responders, he truly is a Barnabas. He truly is just an encourager. So it's really encouraging to be a part of it.
So, John, say I recently came back home after being stationed somewhere, or maybe it wasn't even recent, but I've been home and I'm super struggling. What does it look like for somebody to reach out to y'all on Operation Barnabas?
So that's the cool part about Barnabas is we're kind of a unique organization, because, you know, our vision is that we ignite a positive transformation in the lives of these veterans who are trying to find purpose in life and are struggling with PTSD. But what we're able to do is we're able to do that in a way that's, it's not burdensome. It's quick. We can do a lot of things. We've done everything from pay someone's electric bill, because maybe they just got a little bit behind and life was kind of catching up to them, all the way to, like I said, someone suffering severely with PTSD. We recently had a veteran who called us from, the area here, and he was suicidal. He actually had the gun to his head and was going to commit suicide.
And, oh my gosh.
He called a sister organization who put him in contact with us, And again, what we do is we begin a triage process. So as soon as a veteran calls or a first responder calls, we start triaging just like they would do in the hospital. What is this person, what are the immediate needs? Are there immediate physical needs? Are there any kind of safety issues? And then we just kind of build off of that based on, you know, what we get. And so we're able to make quick decisions and get quick help. And that's, I think, what kind of separates us from some other organizations that are doing great work, but we work fast. So that veteran, as soon as he called us, we were able to get him out of that situation, move him to, we partner with the Stay Suites in Orange Park on Wells Road. The owner there, the manager, allowed us to have 5 rooms that we can have on the dime. We can have them anytime we need to. So we immediately got him out of there, put him in a room. He's got a hot shower. He's got a roof over his head, a bed to sleep on. And then he's assigned a mentor. And that mentor then, again, begins that triage process. Okay, how do we help this person get whole? How can we, you know, help them grow? And ultimately, you know, it's a ministry. We want to lead them to Christ. We know that healing only comes through Jesus. But we also know that these gentlemen and ladies are coming to us in all different places. So we're going to help them no matter what. But we know that ultimately that's the goal, is to lead them into a relationship with Christ and then a relationship with the local church. But in the, you know, through that triage process, we've given them cars. This gentleman that I'm speaking of didn't have a license, so that was the first thing we worked on, was getting his driver's license restored. Once we got that, we then got a vehicle donated to him, because we know without a car, you can't really work. You can't really get to a job. So we got a car donated to him. We got the title put in his name. And at this stage in the process, we're looking for employment. So we're able to do a lot in a quick time. And like I said, once they go into the Stay Suites, we like to do it in 30 days. We like to turn it around. We just moved a veteran into an apartment, one bedroom, one bath. It was the best thing. After living in the hotel for a while, you'd think he moved into a mansion. He was so happy to have his own apartment. And but that was a big deal. And we were able to start getting him furniture donated, because obviously he didn't have anything. He didn't have a pot or a cup or anything. So so it's little things like that we're able to do quickly that make Operation Barnabas unique.
And so one of the words, like, you keep emphasizing is quickly. So what's the positive aspect when you move so quickly? Like, obviously, in the instance you just gave, like, this man was about to kill himself and y'all needed to move quickly. But what about these people who have been out of the service for a while, struggling with PTSD for a long time, just finally reached out for help? What's the incentive to move so quickly with those kind of situations?
Well, and that's the cool part, is once we get the physical things under control, like a car and a job, you know, Maslow's hierarchy. We know that those are things that have to be taken care of first before you can start working on the heart and the other issues. So that's the cool part about the mentor process, is once we start meeting some of those physical needs and getting them back on their feet, we partner with numerous veterans organizations, such as the Cohen Clinic, Changing Homelessness, the VA. And we're able to then get them some of the long-term help that they're going to need to heal through the wounds of the PTSD and other things. So that's the cool part, is the mentor, you know, we don't just, after 30 days, hey, you know, peace out. In fact, we just had a retreat last weekend at Camp Montgomery, where we brought in a lot of the families that we had helped in the past and kind of brought them back in to remind them that, hey, we're still here. Mm-hmm. We're still helping you. We had classes on family equipping. We had classes on finance. We had a doctor from Gainesville who was a wellness doctor. She was incredible. She came in and taught the families just some incredible things about healing your body through, you know, diet and exercise and things. And so they got to do that, and they got to water ski and do some really cool things at Camp Montgomery. But through Cohen Clinic and Changing Homelessness and things like that, we're able to get them some of the counseling and things that they really need to start healing from the PTSD.
It's crazy how you took it back. I mean, surface level, it's great. You got this guy a house, you got this guy a car, and now he has Jesus. But just because he has those things doesn't mean that you're saying, all right, peace out, you don't need us anymore. But the fact that you're offering health advice, financial services, like that's tangible things that are needed throughout, no matter what you've gone through and no matter if you're struggling as a wounded veteran or anything like that, that's always needed. And y'all are walking alongside them, even if they don't live where y'all are at, or taking what you guys are providing.
Right, and that's the cool part is just seeing all the – that's the other thing we're really building is the partnerships, because there's so many organizations out there that are doing great things for veterans and first responders, but they're kind of scattered. And so what we're trying to do is kind of pull them all together under the umbrella, you know, of Operation Barnabas. So like I said, the Cohen Clinic is somebody that we just started partnering with, and they gave us the counseling piece that we didn't have, because – you know, Trey's not a licensed counselor. I'm not a licensed counselor. So some of those things that they really need long-term, you know, like I said, we're able to pull them in now. And we're working with our government agencies here in the area. And, you know, it's just it's a partnership in addition to being able to make those quick, you know, quick needs that they need to have met.
Well, again, I get the privilege of chatting with John Green. He's the vice president for Operation Barnabas. And John, you super quickly mulled over it, but I want to know more about y'all's retreats. The one you just had, you said a couple weeks ago at Camp Montgomery. What takes place at in these retreats, and how can other veterans get on board with that?
So, like I said, Trey went to Project Sanctuary, which is they have them all over the United States, but the big ones out in Colorado and the beautiful Rocky Mountains. And it's a week-long retreat, and it, again, it's for veterans with PTSD, first responders, and their families. So that's the cool part is we're not just working. We're a family equipping ministry, and so we you know, with our partnership with the local churches, including First Baptist Orange Park and some of the other churches in the area, we really focus on family equipping. So the retreat is not just for the veterans, it's for their spouses, their children. And so when they come out, and this was our first one, we were modeling after Project Sanctuary. We did a weekend one because it was our first one, and we invited just strategic, you know, people that we'd helped in the past. In the future, we want to open it up to everyone. Mm-hmm. We want this to be as big as it can possibly be. And but basically, we want to bring in some experts and some people who care about our veterans, some people who care about our first responders, and really want to pour, you know, not just into them, but into their families. And so that's why, like I said, we look at the body, the mind, the spirit. So we have, you know, pastors coming in, we have doctors coming in, we have just, you know, financial experts, just people that care and want to share this information with these families to help them get whole and healthy and grow. And that was the feedback that we got from the veterans. And it just happened just this last weekend, and it was just incredible feedback of, man, this was these people cared about us, and they shared with us, and there were good ideas, and they were just so excited to be able to then take that back to their homes and grow. And that's what we told them. You know, this is not a, hey, you're doing this wrong, or don't, you know, this was a growth process. This is a healing process. And so, you know, we know that if we don't have healthy families, we don't have a healthy military. We don't have healthy first responders. We don't have a healthy church. So we really want to pour into the families and build them, and that's the idea behind the retreat.
Man, it's so neat that you said the families, because growing up, I was raised that obviously if you see somebody who's in some kind of service like that, you say thank you for your service. But then what my parents would always do would thank the spouses for their service as well. And I never really understood it, but like you were saying, they're sacrificing just as much as a person that's putting themselves on the line. So you're saying, hey, why wouldn't we pour into them just as much as we are the main person?
Exactly. And the children too. You know, we forget that those, you know, the little guys and gals, you know, they watch dad leave or mom leave for months at a time, or if they're a first responder, you know, they see what's happening on the news, and you know, it's one thing to kiss your mom or dad goodbye, and you know, most people are like, don't even think about it. But in law enforcement and the military, you know, there's the reality that they may not come home. And so, of course, that causes stress on the children. It causes stress on the spouse, causes stress on the marriage. And so so that's why, again, our passion is really, you know, helping the veteran get healthy, but also anyone in their, you know, family, because it affects everybody. And like I said, the children and even the extended family, you know, if it's you're a mom or dad of a veteran, or you know, grandparent, you know, you do, you worry, you care about it, especially with what's going on, the negativity in the world today. So being able to bring some encouragement to Project Barnabas, you know, Operation Barnabas, it's a joy. It really is. And it makes a difference.
And John, this is something I've always wondered. And I mean, there's obvious answers to this, but maybe, you know, kind of a more deeper explanation. I mean, I saw it just driving in on my way to work this morning. Homeless people that have signs, retired vet in need of anything, or homeless retired vet. Why do you think that so much of our homeless population are these retired vets or first responders?
I think when, you know, a lot of times the ones that we've worked with, the ones that I've gotten to know, I've mentored a few, I think what happens is they come back to sometimes it's a difficult transition. You go from this lifestyle where you're told to do everything and everything is so structured, and combat situations, you obviously have, you know, all the things that happen with that. And then you come back to, like Trey said, you know, he does this job for 17 years and he's doing these, you know, things they make movies about, you know, and then, and then all of a sudden you come back and you have a teenage daughter and you have three little ones. He's got three little ones and a spouse and a family, and you're trying to adjust to a civilian job, you know? And so sometimes it gets overwhelming. And like I said, sometimes they turn to the wrong avenues and they start making poor choices. And so things kind of spiral. I don't think they ever, you know, say, I'm just going to, you know, mess up my life and mess up my marriage. I think things just start to spiral on them, and they struggle with conflict. They struggle with the day-to-day, you know, operations of a family. And through those poor choices, it just leads them down a path that they end up, you know, just destroying their lives. And so spouses leave them, they take, you know, and on and on and on, and they lose the job, and now I don't have income coming in. And so it just, again, it's just something that's just a spiral. I think that would be the best way to describe it.
I think it's so much easier to love somebody when you understand and respect where they came from and kind of why they're in the position they're in. So thank you for adding a new layer of understanding for us.
Thank you. And like I said, it's funny because this operation, this Barnabas and the ministry, we actually have, you know, civilians. We have, you know, I'm a civilian. I did not serve in the military, but my heart, when I met Trey, I had been praying for years that as a civilian, how do I support my military and first responders? Because, you know, we can post the Blue Lives Matter or a flag, and those are all good things. And we can say thank you like you described. Those are all wonderful things. But it really burdened my heart that, what am I doing to support this freedom that I enjoy every day because these men and women do this for me? And that's why I was all in. And we have other civilians. So it's this great mix of first responders, military, and civilians that have all come together to support Barnabas because we all agree that this is important. Every night we put our heads on that pillow, a free nation, because of these men and women and the sacrifices that they make. And same thing with our first responders who are out there saving lives and doing what they do every day. And so it's really a team effort of all of us coming together. And that's the cool part about Operation Barnabas.
And I think now more than ever, we've kind of realized the threat that is coming against people like that. And it makes you want to love on them and appreciate them and thank them in even more ways. And it's so cool that Operation Barnabas is able to do this.
Yeah, and that's what's cool is, like I said, it really can be. I think the majority of people, you know, we see the news headlines, of course, and I'd like to believe and I pray that is really just a minority of people, that most people really appreciate and love and care about our first responders and military because of, again, what they're doing every day to make sure that this nation stays free,
right.
Is able to enjoy the freedoms we have. You know, it comes, you know, it's cliche, but it comes at a cost.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that. And so I'm with you. I think most people really just, you know, we want to say thank you and we want to participate and we want to encourage and build, just like these guys do.
Right. And John, you said, yeah, freedom comes at a cost, but it sounds like everything that Barnabas is offering also comes at a cost. So how are y'all funded and how are you guys able to afford to do all this for the people that are knocking on your doors in need?
So that's been a great thing. We just found out we got a grant from the Jaguars Foundation. So we were able to pull in some funds through there. We also got a large grant from Clay Electric. And so some of the bigger organizations out there are now starting to recognize that Barnabas is kind of the go-to ministry in Northeast Florida. So we're starting to see some of the grant money and things of that come in, but mainly it's from people like we just described. It's civilians, it's other first responders, it's other people in the military who want to give back. And so we kind of came up with this, you know, we see online, it's kind of the thing in nonprofits to do the monthly, automatic monthly partners and donate $11 a month to Tunnels for Towers and all that. So we came up with $16 a month because Trey was saved in 2016. And so when we asked him about that, I said, hey, what can we do? And he's like, how about 16? Because that's when I surrendered my life to Christ. So we have the ability for people to sign up and become monthly partners and donate just $16 a month or whatever they're led to give. But yeah, it's really just other people that are starting to believe in what we're doing and want to make a difference in this Northeast Florida area and our veterans and first responders. So we would love to have more partners.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to ask, John. How can your community come and support what y'all have created and make it flourish even more?
So we have a website, OperationBarnabasFL.com, because I think there's another Operation Barnabas up in Indiana somewhere. So if you're listening to this, go to the FL one, OperationBarnabasFL.com. That's our website. You'll see the team. You'll see the project. You'll see everything on there. You'll also see applications, because one of the things we need also in addition to fund, you'll see the donate button, of course, but you'll also see the application button where we need mentors. Mm. So the power of Barnabas, too, is that one-to-one, that Paul Timothy model where, you know, that veteran, you know, as soon as we triage them and they're part of Barnabas, they are assigned a mentor. And that's the person that's going to do life with them, kind of walk through them through this process and help them. So we need mentors. So there's an application process on there too. So all that's at OperationBarnabasFlorida.com, and also on Facebook. Same thing, Operation Barnabas Florida on Facebook, and you can find the same links there.
If our ears kind of perked when you mentioned life mentors, what are y'all looking for in a mentor? How do we know kind of if we make the cut or not?
So obviously we would. A relationship with Christ is you know, one of the things, because we, again, Trey has said this, and this was part of Barnabas from the beginning, that, you know, all the things that we do, paying electric bills, helping people in financial need, helping them get cars, all those things are great. But ultimately, we know that if they don't get into a healing, you know, a full, you know, relationship with Jesus Christ, that we all, you know, that's he's the great physician. He's the healer. And so whether it be PTSD or any other, you know, thing that these people are struggling with, we know that ultimately that needs to be the end game. So we would like our mentors to have that relationship with Christ so that they can have those conversations as they occur naturally through the mentorship process. But also mainly just care, care about these people and care about their lives and care about what the sacrifices that they're making and wanting to help get them whole again so that they can repeat this process. Cause that's what Trey wants. He wants this, what happened with me and him and our two families, that's Barnabas. We want to replicate that again and again and again and again. And so we just need mentors, again, that love people and love the Lord.
Yeah, it sounds like just share the same heart. So, John, again, tell me one more time, what's the best way to get in contact with Operation Barnabas?
You can go to Operation Barnabas Florida. That's FL. So OperationBarnabasFL.com. Or visit us on Facebook at the same, Operation Barnabas FL.
Sweet. John, thank you so much for being such a staple to our community and for truly pouring into it in a time that it's needed more than ever. Thank you so much for being such a great neighbor.
Thank you, Colby, for what you're doing and highlighting all these great ministries and organizations that are out there. It's making a difference.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week, and if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, @jacksonville.radio.